Good morrow, my flower. It's good to see you up and about. How are you faring? It is understandable. Passing through the veil for the first time often tends to muddle the mind, especially for a mortal such as yourself. You needn't worry. Your wits shall fully return to you in time. Please, won't you join me for tea? You must be hungry. 'Tis impossible for your kind to go without sustenance for long, after all. Why so hesitant, my flower? What? Do you think me a spider, lying in wait until my prey steps close enough to strike? Fear not, my dear. I don't bite. At least, not in this form. Come, now. If this is an act of defiance, there's little sense in it. Join me, and perhaps I can answer some of those questions that are clamoring within you like the wretched Sunday bells. Be not afeard. This is not Hades. Eating from my table will not doom you to an eternity in my realm. There. 'Tis good to see your common sense prevail. Have whatever you'd like. If nothing appeals to you, just say the word, and I shall send for something else. What do they call me? An apt question, indeed. They call me Fiona. I am the head of the Middle Mist Court. In human terms, you might call me a princess. And to answer what would doubtlessly be your next question, we are at my manor, in my realm. Look out those windows. Yes, go on. Peer through the glass. Can you see it? Yes, 'tis the very same rose garden where we met yester-eve. Not quite. You wouldn't be transported here simply by stepping inside, if that's what you're thinking. After all, you visited the garden quite a few times yourself without leaving the mortal realm, did you not? No. 'Tis more akin to a snare than a portal. Sometimes humans are lucky enough to slip in and out unnoticed. But when they have the misfortune to trip the snare, or else alert the hunter, then... before they know it, they've fallen through the crack in the curtain, only to awaken here. So quick do bright things come to confusion. Ah, now you are different, my dear. Rarely do I cross into the mortal realm. But I needed to see for myself whether you truly were what you seemed before any magic took hold. I had noticed the changes to my garden, you see. Changes stemming from the other side. Suddenly, the weeds were fewer. The soil was treated. Spent blooms were removed. New rose bushes appeared, young and proud. A mortal variety. I hardly dared to let myself believe that a mortal might be caring for my garden. You can only imagine my joy when I found out that it was true. Most humans that we catch these days are naught but sanctimonious pirates, focused only on subjugating the land and its kin. But you, oh, my flower, you are not a pirate, but a steward. One willing to give, to care for the earth, instead of merely taking. As soon as you proved your intentions to me, back in the garden, I knew I'd found the one worthy to stand beside me for all eternity. Yes, my dear, I speak of marriage. I wish for you to be my groom. You will be my consort, my confidant, my lover, or, if you prefer your human terms, my prince. Oh, no. On the contrary, my dear, your being human is a boon. While we fae can marry amongst our own kind, the politics can get rather messy. Occasionally, the unrest created by the shifting hierarchies has been known to destroy entire courts. But with a mortal husband, there's no such risk. You have nothing to fear from my kin. I promise, they shall accept you, and if they don't, they shall answer to me. If you were a fae, this would all be part of the normal courting games, but something tells me you're quite serious. Amusing that you think you can simply refuse. But you're forgetting something, my dear. I hold your name. Meaning that until I release you, you are in my power. I'm wrong, am I? And why, pray tell? So, 'twas only your nickname that you gave me. Oh, very clever indeed. True. A nickname has but a fraction of a given name's power. However, my dear, there is one other thing to consider. If you recall, back in the garden, you offered yourself to me. Oh, but you did. You offered to help me, did you not? Perhaps. But what were your exact words? If you want, I'd be happy to help you. You never specified just what you were offering to help with. And what I need help with is ruling Middlemist. After all, should I have naught but empty air in the seat beside me as I sit on my throne? Should I be forced to govern with the whispers of the wind as my sole advisor? No, I need someone to rule by my side. I need you, my flower. A brave attempt. 'Tis true, according to our laws, you can't get something for nothing. However, you already told me that you need nothing in return. Don't you remember? You willingly gave up the chance to receive payment. Meaning, you can demand nothing from me, my dear. Look at you. I can practically hear your mind scrambling like a trapped rabbit, clawing desperately for a way out. You are clever, my dear, astonishingly so, for a mortal, but you will not be able to outsmart me. Albeit unintentionally, you offered yourself to me, and I accepted. The bargain is struck, and it cannot be undone. Put it down, my dear. Even if that little butter knife could hurt me, I must warn you, my kin and I do not look kindly upon such violent displays. Put it down. Now. I would also advise you to hold your tongue. 'Tis a dangerous game indeed to insult a fae, let alone one of my status. Oh, no, my flower. 'Tis not you I will punish. Rather, it will be another who bears the consequences. Someone very precious to you. Someone who you had once thought was lost for good. That's right. You weren't the only one to wander into my garden, my dear. Your miscreant of a brother came first, along with his witless friend. Unlike you, they decided to treat my garden as a tavern, carousing till dawn, tearing up my precious roses with their revelry. For his crimes, I bestowed upon him the ultimate sentence. He now sits in my prison, awaiting his execution. And why shouldn't I, pray tell? He bit his thumb at what we hold sacred. His debt cannot be repaid. Unless, of course, someone else were to pay it for him. That's right. If you wed me, I might find it in my heart to have mercy. You promise your life to me and his life will be spared. That seems fair, does it not? Tis long past the time for games, my dear. Either way, you shall be mine. But if you give yourself to me willingly, then your brother will live. What will you choose? I am many things, my dear, but I'm not a liar. 'Tis both the blessing and the curse of the fae. We cannot lie. Should we try, our voices fail us. Nor do my words hide a trap. I swear on my first bloom, I will send him back to the mortal realm. Alive and well, if you agree to my bargain. Now, 'tis time, my flower. Do you truly love your brother, as you claim? Make your choice. Yet again. I am glad to see your sense prevails. Give me your hand. Your flesh is as soft as a petal on my lips. Fear not, my flower. Our life together will be a happy one, I promise you. I shall ensure you are satisfied. Mind, body, and soul. Now, let's raise a glass to our engagement, to our union, and to you, my flower, my own beautiful rose.